There are not too many ingredients in beer. If you wanted to use local ingredients from WA, well, you'd need water, you'd need some kind of starch, so malted wheat or barley, that's pretty easy to source. Yeast, that could come from some locally grown cultures. But what about hops? That floral, bitter flavour that gives beer such a unique taste. Well, you might have hit a bit of a dead end there. And that's where this guy comes in.
My name's Hamish Coates. You're at our family dairy farm, Rocky Ridge, which is also now diversifying into hop farm.
With his job at a local craft brewery in the southwest and experience on the family farm, Hamish saw an opportunity to supply hops to local breweries. Hop rhizomes are predominantly grown over east in Victoria and Tasmania, and limited supply means the product is normally dried, or it can also be shipped in from overseas. So Hamish Coates has seen an opening in the market for fresh hops, but he says that there's a lot to think about in terms of infrastructure and growing conditions.
Hops are called a bine, not a vine. So basically they're an annual plant which we cut off at the ground every year and it'll regrow. So hops grow best at about 5 to 6 metres. We're on the lower side of that at about 5 metres, basically because our prevailing winds are really strong and we don't want to blow them over in the first year. Essentially, the trellis has to hold the weight of all of those hops, so we've made it reasonably sturdy. Probably doesn't have to be quite as strong as the grapevines, simply because, as I say, we cut it off every year and they've got time to retention, so that's kind of where we're at for that.
And so you've got 4 rows here, 3 posts in each row. Do you have any kind of expectation of the yield you'll be able to get off those?
So in the first year, we've actually got 120 rhizomes in the ground. I'm estimating we'll get about 300 grams from our previous year. Basically, because they're new rhizomes, they won't produce as well. In the second and third year, we should get much higher yields, hopefully up to a kilo a plant. But it really depends on a number of factors. I mean, we've got to be very careful about the soil acidity. As you can see, all of the mounds there, that's actually composted cow manure from the dairy. So it's very, very high pH, which we don't want. We want to try and lower that, so we'll have to put a bit of lime on this year. But it's dependent on a lot of factors. I mean, as I say, we're not sure, really.
And touching on the acidity and how they are expected to grow in this soil in particular, you don't really hear of people growing hops in this part of the world. Is that going to be a difficult challenge? I mean, will they grow well here in this climate and in this soil?
So from the trials we've done over the last couple of years, they've grown reasonably well, and that's been in pots. So we're pretty confident we can make them grow well in the ground. There's a couple of things that we're going to experiment with. Basically, rhizomes require a period of dormancy, and that's enforced by frosts. We don't actually get that many frosts here each year, so we're actually going to run our irrigation through a heat exchanger to cool the temperature in the mounds so that hopefully that'll force a frost. Basically, we'll only do that on the colder nights, so we're not wasting water and we're not wasting energy by trying to cool down something that's already really hot. But we think that that could work. And in the summer months, they don't really like too many days above 40 degrees. Down here, we don't get many. So what we'll do as well is put a drip line and a mister up on the top level and again run that through the heat exchanger so that during summer we can create a giant air conditioner effect through the hop yard and hopefully cool them down on those really hot days. Other than that, given our slightly lower latitude, I mean, these guys prefer it above 35 to sort of 50, and we're only at about 33 here. The hours of daylight may not be quite enough, so the other thing we're looking into at the moment is LED grow lights, basically just to give them a couple of extra hours of light each day. That'll be pending cost and obviously how our first year goes.
Hamish Coates might just be starting out, but he's certainly not the first to grow crops here. Just outside of Albany on the Kalgan River, Colin and Britt Butler are into their second season of hops growing. Britt Butler says she and her husband have even ventured into breeding their own varieties.
I've got in excess of 25 varieties. We are very lucky. We have got a fellow who actually will breed for us, and he makes the different varieties and we trial them and then we decide if they're worth going ahead with. And we also got some of the normal varieties. They're like a little cone and it's papery. So as you're pressing in, it's got to have a crackle sound to it. And it's got to, as you break it open, it should have yellow, really, really yellow up there in the middle of it, which means it's ready to be picked. What we want is, because it's a high intensity, we want the high yielding, whereas we can actually use the fresh stuff and put them into the to experiment on making different types of brews. So we are actually mixing and doing home brews. We're putting 5 types of variety and making some nice mixes with it. And so we're going for fruity stuff. We're going for woody stuff. We're doing everything that we can, the broad spectrum, so it's not limited to just one flavour.
Britt Butler says it's still an emerging industry, but she believes there is demand.
In America, they do what they call is wet hopping, and they actually make their brews with that. Australia's a little bit far behind, so they're not used to using the fresh hops. We're hoping to get people involved in it and to have a bit of play with it.
And Chris McNamara from the Craft Beer Industry Association agrees. He says there's definitely room for smaller hops growers selling fresh product.
One of the things with hops is that it's an agricultural product that doesn't have a very long shelf life if you leave it just in its natural form. So if you're going to grow your own hops, you have a limited window of when you can use them in your own beer. When the commercial growers look after hops, they'll take the wet hop flour and they'll actually dry it and vacuum seal it so that you can use it over a longer period of time, or they'll take it and they'll go through a process that basically pelletizes the hop flour. The idea of making the fresh hop beer, quite a few people do make fresh hop beers. I think that's what craft beer is all about. It's about people trying things differently. We've all grown up drinking the beers from the big brewers that, you know, they provide the same beer year in, year out, and that's great. There's people out there trying new things.
And back on his Jindong property, Hamish Coates is certainly one for trying something new. Growing the hops is part of a larger plan to brew his own beer and diversify the farm.
If this year goes as well as we expect it to, then, like I say, I'd like to triple the size of this hop yard for next year and then probably look at a similar size expansion the year after that as well. I'm lucky my granddad and dad are both still on the farm and they're very open to the idea of diversifying. They recognise that we don't want to be tied to one industry forever. While dairy and beef are going well at the moment, they haven't always done so. So it'd be nice to have something else that, in the form of a brewery, basically everyone drinks beer.